Whether you think Craigslist is killing the daily newspaper or the internet is liberating communication, it's all changing fast. Today we're going to continue our series on the Bay Area's shifting media landscape, and we're considering the impact of those changes on local media. Lance Noble fashioned his career as a business journalist, mostly in England. When he moved to Berkeley with his British wife about a decade ago, they saw something that bothered them.
We saw that there was a big gap in Berkeley for the provision of news. It was the city we lived in. Nobody was really telling us what was going on in our city.
So they did something about it. Along with another partner, in 2009, they founded Berkeleyside. It's an online news journal all about Berkeley. And they found an audience. Today, Berkeleyside has an average of 140,000 unique visitors a month. It provides content for the San Francisco Chronicle, and through a combination of fundraising and advertising, it's sustainable. KALW's Ben Trefney sat down with Berkeleyside co-founder Lance Noble and asked him what he thinks his audience is looking for.
That's not always easy to answer. Sometimes things surprise us. On some levels, it's the things that audiences all over want to know about. It's
Justin Bieber.
We've had the occasional celebrity news when they were filming Moneyball. The family was staying at the Claremont, and so we had an article about that, which went, you know, viral for a while, but that's incredibly rare for us. I regret to say it, but the last month, for example, has been a very, very good month in terms of readership for us, but it's because Berkeley had some major crimes. You know, when there's a murder or something like that, traffic spikes enormously. And it spikes both because of community interest, you know, people in Berkeley are interested in it, but also major crimes attract readers from outside the city. There is a lot of interest in that, as, you know, radio and television news shows. Big crime is something people are interested in. And in a tight community like, you know, a city of Berkeley, that's perhaps understandable. I don't think it's purely voyeurism. I mean, people really want to know what's going on. They hear police sirens, or they hear about, you know, there were shots fired, and they want to know about it. And that's huge for readership. You know, with Google Analytics, you can see not just how many people read us yesterday or read us last month. They have a real-time analytics, so you can see how many people are on the site this second. So sometimes, you know, the news just hits you, and it can be a really big thing for the community in terms of people's interest.
That's Lance Noble. He's co-founder of Berkeleyside, which is a news source in the city of Berkeley. Well, other news organizations, it seems, have gone perhaps the route of more entertainment rather than information. What do you think of that in terms of the media landscape overall and the state of how that affects the Bay Area and what people consume here?
I think that's a viable strategy. If you look at something like BuzzFeed, BuzzFeed has become very successful commercially, very, very successful in terms of readership. And it's largely fueled by the so-called listicles, you know, the 10 top, photos of George Clooney you've never seen, the 10 top, whatever it is. But what's really interesting about something like BuzzFeed, and BuzzFeed is not us. I mean, that's not, I don't think we've ever even done a listicle, and maybe that's we're at fault for that. But BuzzFeed has real reporting as well, you know, alongside that sort of entertainment and sort of the silliness, and also the very viral thing of, oh, did you see this list, or isn't that curious? You know, they have real reporters and they do real news, and that seems to be a combination that works for them. So that's one approach. That's not our approach.
Well, the fact that so many people are attracted to listicles and things like that, when you step back away from the daily beast that you have to feed as being a news source, what do you think that says about media consumers? Are people creating content that they think people will read because it's going to draw traffic, or are people going there because it's the most entertaining thing? I mean, it seems that maybe there's some sort of an atrophy of taking in information that ultimately is more important than the top 10 photos of George Clooney that you've never seen.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's interesting that's happened with technology and the movement to the web and to mobile is we know a lot more about what people are doing than we could ever have possibly known before. When we read the news in a newspaper, in a printed paper, the publisher of the New York Times, I mean, they could commission research, what are people really reading? But that was secondhand. They didn't know what most of the people that got their newspaper every day really did. You know, were they reading the story on page 17, or were they reading the front page, or were they just looking at the sports, or was anyone reading the op-eds? You know, you could find out roughly, but you didn't really know. Online, you know everything. You know absolutely everything. How many seconds people are spending reading things, what link they followed to get there, which page they looked at, which pages they didn't look at, you know, pages that they looked at and they immediately bounced away from. And so there is, I think, a danger. It can be very insidious. And there certainly are media organizations in the country that reward their journalists. You know, if you get more page views on your stories, we will give you a bonus. And so that leads to something like, you know, the death of headline writing, because the reality is clever headlines, you know, one remembers the, you know, Variety headline, you know, Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Flicks, you know, about people in the countryside didn't like movies about you know, the rural areas. So Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Flicks is a great headline. On the web, it's a terrible headline, because for SEO, for search engine optimization, it does nothing. You're much better to have a headline saying rural people don't watch country movies. You know, that's much better for Google. And so there are plenty of media organizations that reward that. I mean, we know about search engine optimization, and we try and, you know, if we're writing about the Berkeley City Council, we try and have Berkeley City Council in the headline. But, you know, we try and have good headlines, too. And we don't reward people on Berkeley side for getting more page views for a story. If somebody writes a great story and it gets very little readership, but it's a great story, we're delighted. And, you know, maybe one day pressures will force us to go another way, because, you know, there are, if you get more readers, ultimately you will get more money. But, you know, we've managed to hold the tide against that.
That's Lance Noble. He is the co-founder of Berkeley Side. So are you able to make a living, and the other three journalists on the site at this point?
What we've decided to do, you know, in terms of the founders and the owners of the site, is the site has made money consistently, but rather than as owners taking much of that money out of the site, we've used it to hire two sales staff, to hire a reporter. So the founders have made very, very little money out of Berkeley Side as yet. I mean, I have enormous belief that over the long term, it's a sustainable business. It will be a business that does provide for us. But, you know, all of the owners have had to either forego much in earnings or find other ways to make a living while we're kind of getting Berkeley Side to being really sustainable. Because it is a 24/7 thing. The news happens when it happens, and you're just running all the time. I think, you know, we've staffed up to a point where we are running all the time, but it isn't crazy.